This is WKSU News. I'm Sarah Taylor. The minority leader of the Ohio House, Akron Democrat Amelia Sykes, says the state has not done enough to address the disproportionate effect COVID-19 is having on Black Ohioans. Sykes talked with us about the state's response and the need she sees.
As we started ringing the bell and talking to the governor about what are the health disparities? You have to start collecting this information. We have to understand it so we can start targeting resources. It was a very slow process to get them on board and continues to be a slow process to get people to take this seriously. Although the numbers are showing that even though Black residents make up about 14% of the population of the state, we represent 17% of the deaths, 30% of the hospitalizations, and 26% of the cases. And so when you're looking at cases and hospitalizations, it's double. And that is a huge red flag that there is something that needs to be addressed. And so what we're seeing is testing happening not well in Ohio generally, but even worse in Black communities where we're seeing the need is most. And so when we don't have the testing, we don't know who is infected. We don't know how to stop the spread. And then it perpetuates these health disparities. And so health disparities are very predictable and they are preventable. But unfortunately, if you don't act quickly enough, you can't prevent them.
You mentioned that you've, pressed for more data collection in these populations. What else are you doing to try to address these concerns?
When the Minority Health Strike Force was created, people were excited to engage in the conversation, to see health disparities pop up real time, also have the opportunity in real time to address them and push them back down so we can be on parity with white populations. Black populations won't see unequal forms of treatment as well as cases. But as the group has gone on, we've seen stagnation and unfortunately not enough being done to address these issues. Now it is a question of whether people actually do care about every single life, or are there certain lives that are more important? And just blatantly, whether it is okay that we're seeing these disparities in certain groups, and that is the reason why we're reopening. That's something else I've heard from my constituents, is many who are on the front lines of these essential workers tend to be from Black communities, and now we are reopening without a plan for them. And it feels, it hurts, and it's emotional, and it feels like we're being betrayed, that we had a plan, that we were going to have a plan, that these lives are going to be protected, and now they're not.
What is it that would benefit minority communities the most?
There are gaps in the data. Some of it could be addressed by making them requirements rather than recommendations, and then quickly analyzing the information on death certificates. When you have that data, you can start to prioritize testing and resources to those communities. And then when we know who the members of those communities are or where they are, we can stop the spread and that impact. We rallied around staying at home to protect our grandparents, our older aunts and uncles, our older neighbors and friends. And it was okay because we knew that they were going to be more vulnerable to this. And as we continue this conversation to say, now we understand that there are Black Ohioans being impacted, the ability and the willingness to proactively act and target resources has shrunk. And so it takes a level of leadership to say, we're going to do this. It is the right thing to do. It is the empirically scientific, responsible thing to do. And it will save taxpayers' dollars.
That's State Representative Amelia Sykes. At his briefing last Thursday, Governor Mike DeWine was asked about the progress of the Minority Strike Force. He said he'd be addressing that with recommendations early this week. I'm Sarah Taylor, 89.7 WKSU.